USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Barack Obama says Joe Biden nailed it with his choice of Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In a tweet, Biden explained that he chose Senator Harris in part because, as California Attorney General, she had worked with his late son, Beau, who was the former Delaware Attorney General. He was under increasing pressure to name a black woman as his running mate, someone who could connect with minorities, especially following the death of George Floyd, as well as Black Lives Matter protests that followed. President Trump says he's surprised at Joe Biden's choice, and he criticized Harris for her conduct during Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing.
I thought she was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Bars and nightclubs in Texas cannot reopen until the coronavirus positivity rate falls below 10%. Governor Greg Abbott says the battle is far from over.
Even though the numbers of COVID-19 have improved, COVID-19 has not left Jefferson County, it's not left Orange County, it's not left the state of Texas. COVID-19 still spreads across this region and across the country just as fast as it did in July when you hit high numbers in deaths, high numbers in hospitalizations.
There's a surge in coronavirus cases among children and teens. KTBS reporter Holly Kwan says there's an increased focus now on wearing masks.
The nationwide surge is reflected in a 36% increase in California kid cases in July. Kids don't seem to get as sick, so hospitalizations and deaths are rare, but this may be a sign that kids are more susceptible than we thought, which means they can't disregard measures like mask wearing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Social media is tightening its regulations regarding political ads. USA's Tim Berg has details.
Facebook is rolling out a new policy that will prevent U.S. news publishers with direct, meaningful ties to political groups from claiming the news exemption within its political ads authorization process. Since the 2016 election, reporters and researchers have uncovered over 1,200 instances in which political groups used websites designed as local news outlets to push their point of view on Americans. Many of these sites leveraging social media advertising, such as Facebook and Twitter, to boost their content. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A celebrity chef and talk show host had to run for her life after a fire broke out in her home in Lake Luzerne, located in upstate New York. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Fire officials still looking into the cause of a fire on Sunday night at celebrity chef Rachel Ray's home in Lake Luzerne in upstate New York. The Warren County Fire Coordinator says firefighters managed to save the home's ground floor.
Could have been substantially worse. They were very fortunate.
Rachel Ray, her husband, and their dog were all able to get out of the home safely when the fire broke out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.